This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE. TJ, Hope, Billy Kidd, intern Joe in the building. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we might have a superstar living right down the thruway. Now, I know, TJ, you're a huge Elvis fan.
Huge. Like, since I was very small.
And there are lots of rumors about Elvis that he faked his death. He's still around.
I mean, he was seen as early as the day after his death.
Of course he was.
Flying out of Memphis.
Yeah.
He's been seen in Legoland.
Yeah, I'm sure he would be there.
Kalamazoo, Michigan. I mean, he's been spotted all over the place.
Google Bob Joyce sometime. That's okay. A preacher that people say is Elvis, and he desperately tries to look and sound like Elvis. There ain't Elvis.
Right.
But I'm bringing all this up because there are rumors and now a documentary that Jim Morrison is still alive and living in Syracuse, hiding out as a maintenance man named Frank.
Okay, wait. Ain't nobody moving to Syracuse. So,
well, that's it. That's why this is the perfect plan. And he might be a genius.
You're going to fake your own death and then
Jim Morrison
go to
is
Syracuse?
Not dumb. You ever read his poetry, man? He's not dumb, man. Okay, so Jim Morrison. and wouldn't Syracuse be the perfect place? Because everybody would say, why would Jim Morrison be here?
Right.
So the story is that back in the day, the band toured.
Uh-huh.
And the drummer, I think, knew some guy named Frank. So when Jim Morrison died, quote unquote. He went back to Syracuse and assumed Frank's identity. Now, they got a hold of Frank, and Frank is like, I'm still here. I'm still Frank. But wouldn't that be what you would expect Jim Morrison to say? Are you Frank? No, I'm not Jim Morrison. I'm Frank.
Right.
It's me, man.
Man, if I went to the trouble to fake my own death... I'm living on some random island somewhere. I'm not going to Syracuse named Frank.
We're going to find you, TJ.
Where does he? What kind of maintenance does he do? Like apartment buildings?
Any of you seen the
documentary? Does he work maintenance at a school, at the mall? Is he at the Mall of America or whatever it is there in Syracuse?
Okay, it's Destiny USA.
Destiny USA. Am I going to see Frank Jim Morrison at the mall next time I go?
He's out there sweeping.
Yeah.
They say. B Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE. TJ Hope, Billy Kidd, intern Joe is in from Brockport.
Yeah, Brockport.
Literally 90% of our staff are Brockport grads. It's like a pipeline from that school.
Sure is.
So he's new to the show, and you have a new dog at your house.
Yes. Just adopted a lab shepherd mix over the weekend. And last night was the first time that we left him alone, completely alone. We're like, oh, we don't know what he's going to do. What if he barks? And
what if he destroys the house?
What if he eats my couch?
Yeah. Right. So he's crate trained. We put him in the crate and I was like, well, what if he like starts barking or is crying? So DIY baby monitor, set up FaceTime. We went to go pick up takeout. I left my phone facing the crate so we could listen and have a live stream going, and then took the other phone with us in the car to go pick up takeout and come back.
Did you talk to Duke on the phone?
No, we made sure it was muted because I don't want him to think that we're there still. I didn't want him to be confused.
He's super smart. He knows you're not there. Oh, man.
They make really cheap cameras. I mean, like $20 cameras that you could hook up to an app on your phone.
Here's the thing, is I feel very uncomfortable with the idea of somebody hacking in and watching a live stream of my house. It makes me very uncomfortable to think about. I don't have Alexa. I don't have OK Google. I don't have any of these
things.
How do
you live?
Do you have a smart TV?
No, I have none of the above. It all makes me very uncomfortable. I don't want people or things.
Oh, please.
Robots listening to me. Anytime I ask ChatGPT something, I say please and thank you so that they don't, you know, get mad at me when the robots take over the world.
Do you use a VPN when you're on the internet?
I don't know what that means.
Where you hide your identity, where your IP address is from?
No, I have no idea how to do that.
Mm. So, okay, so she's got some paranoia, but not 100%.
Not enough to, yeah. Only enough to freak out that the robots are going to take
foil on my windows or anything.
Yet. 25 WBEE, TJ Hope, Billy, intern Joe in the house. And 5 years ago this week, all of our lives changed. And I would say dramatically, for at least 2 or 3 years. So it was 5 years ago this week that COVID really shut the world down.
Yeah, my Facebook memory for today is, oh my gosh, day number 5 of being in the house nonstop with my family and my dogs. Like, I thought 5 days when things had shut down, remember? We were like, yeah, next Tuesday. We thought it was going to
be... Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
2 weeks.
Next Tuesday, yeah, we're going to open, right? And then it just obviously, that's not what happened. But yeah, it's interesting if you go back and look at your social media memories 5 years ago today.
And it's almost like, where were you when Kennedy got shot? Like, when it really hit you,
yeah.
There, I have two defining moments for me. I was in Cleveland for Justin Moore. I had a concert. Tracy Lawrence, Justin Moore. That was the last concert I saw for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Got home from that weekend. On the airplane back, everybody was looking at each other like,
yeah,
you got it, you got it, you got it. Everybody's wearing masks at that point.
Yeah.
And the other point was here at work.
Yeah.
I went home with some equipment and they're like, 2 weeks, this will all be over. We'll be back in 2 years, 2 years, yeah, later. I ended up working at home up until this past week, basically, from a studio I built in my basement. And I'm not going to lie, if you could take the illness and death part out of it, that lifestyle change for a lot of people, being home, taking their kids to school, spending more time with their family and stuff like that, was just... Mm-hmm. I don't know. You look for the silver lining in everything.
See, mine was the total opposite. I had to be in here.
Right.
So our manager at the time sent me with a pass, like I was an emergency service. And he goes, when you get pulled over, I go, wait a minute, why am I going to get pulled over? And he goes, because it's unnecessary travel and you're not supposed to be out on the roadways and you're not supposed to be going into work. And I was like, well, what do I do? He's like, well, we need you in here to keep us on the air. So hand them this piece of paper and let them know that it's okay. I never did get pulled over, but I was really nervous. I traveled with that thing.
They didn't want to pull you over.
In my glove box forever. Just in case, you know, it was weird.
I had the same thing. I was working at a nursing home and I made sure I had my ID visible on my person that they could see from the window. Be like, I'm going to work. Please don't be mad at me. I'm helping the elderly.
Joe, how old were you 5 years ago?
I was 20.
20. So you were out of high school. Like for my kids that were still in school, a lot of people think that whole generation is back a year or two behind because everything was slowed down.
Oh, yeah. And if you couldn't get your kid online to do the stuff, what are you going to do?
Right.
You can tell in college that that is true. Like all of my classmates, they are a step behind for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. 5 years. You got something to share? 252-WBEE is our text line. And you can also call in on that same number. B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5-WBEE. TJ, Hope, Billy, intern Joe in the house. We're talking about COVID. It was 5 years ago this week.
Texter saying COVID was devastating this week 5 years ago, but then pool season hit. So I was working from home. Our group of friends, which were about 8 of us, would just be by the pool every day. So, that's nice.
Remember when, so there was a moment where, okay, everybody has to stay in their house. Yeah. Nobody leave. And then it was like, okay, you could go get groceries. And then it was like the campgrounds opened up and they were supposed to have very strict rules. Mm-hmm. We stayed at our campsite. But then we sort of wandered into one campsite. We stayed apart. We were with family. So there's like four different households. But we were sitting around the campfire, distanced. There was 6 feet. The Rangers never said anything. That was the first moment I remember having any contact with people. And that was months. I mean, if this was March of whatever year it was, that was probably late summer before we could get out and even do that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you were talking about having a long-distance relationship.
Yeah, well, I was working at a nursing home at the time. My mom, she's director of nursing, and she was like, well, I got open positions, so you can come work here. You don't need to be at home. So I was going, taking care of the elderly people, sanitizing the heck out of anything that came into that building, and was trying to make sure I was being respectful and not, you know, potentially bringing anything to work. So my boyfriend and I at the time... long distance. We had one socially distanced date. It was like 30 degrees outside in like the beginning of April, sitting in the back of our cars, parked in the driveway with like the trunks up to try and stay warm.
Socially distant date.
Dating. That Listen, sounds so sad.
Took it very seriously to keep people safe.
Yeah, absolutely.
The top trends from 5 years ago that we were searching for on the interwebs. This is specifically Google. Number one was COVID tests.
Yeah.
Which that's kind of a no-brainer. Workouts, home employment, fun things. Harry Potter was something we searched for. And there was one show that brought us all together. One TV show that the world coalesced around.
A little Tiger King, Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin!
Killed her husband, whacked him.
Tell me you saw it.
I didn't. I'm
you
sorry.
Did say Tiger.
You guys, Bridgerton came out at the same time because it was, you know, they had to do all their interviews with masks on. And so it just didn't appeal to me. I didn't think I'd like it.
We need to have
Don't look at me like that.
Oh my God. I'm about to make you watch it.
Judging you.